This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Asking the question, 877-881-1053. Who are the best? Gonna be the best. Hell, I might even let you throw in your favorite NBA players under the age of 25. If they're 25, not eligible. So I was kind of kicking this around. By the way, if you have basketball cards, especially like of rookies in the last 3 years, man, it's time for you to get paid because the basketball card market is just going freaking insane right now. So Zion Williamson is excited and back in the NBA bubble, and that's why I was kind of thinking about that. He bounced out a couple weeks ago for a urgent family matter, and so now he is back in the bubble. And so who are the best, gonna be the best players in the NBA under the age of 25? And one of the reasons I kind of wanted to open this up to maybe your favorite too is because maybe you, there's like a really exciting player that like he's not necessarily the best, but you're like watching that kid play is just freaking unbelievable. So do y'all want to start? I've got my list ready to go if you want to destroy it.
Yeah, go ahead, because I have my top 10. So I have I have my five outside of the top five too, because this is, I just think there's so many great young players in the NBA today that almost limiting it to five can be tough.
I got my top 20, so I did more than Mike.
Number one.
Let's go from 20 to one with,
okay,
with Corey.
Number 20, Luka. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Throw the list in the trash.
Number one, I put Luka, of course. This was a no-brainer for
Check
me.
Mark.
I know I get hit with a lot of Luka hate, but he's fantastic. He is my number one. Number two, Bassick, who do you think my second one is? You should know this.
Dookie.
Yep.
Zion.
Tatum.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You actually
Tatum.
Have three Dookies that you could choose from.
So I have Jason Tatum second and Zion third. Zion is really high on my excitement level. I am concerned about how injuries will tear him up, but
I got you.
In terms of excitement, he's right there.
I'm with you. I just have Zion Tatum.
Okay.
So it's not like we're far off on that. I just have two and three different from your two and three.
And then I don't know if we'll diverge from here. I put Ja Morant fourth because I freaking love him.
Okay.
And Trae Young fifth.
I have two different guys.
Okay.
Go ahead. Explain yours. Talk about yours, but I do have two different guys at four and five.
So Ja Morant, I think I might factor in the favorite just a little bit. Is like Ja Morant, I know they're not exactly the same player, but Ja Morant is what my best case scenario of what Dennis Smith Jr. was going to be in terms of his aggressiveness and competitiveness. I know their games don't always mimic each other, but I always said that I thought Dennis Smith Jr. would rather cut your throat than lose a basketball game. Like, that's how I feel about Ja Morant. He's like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. He's exciting. He is fun. And I think he's awesome. So when you factor all those together, and then Trae Young, I think sometimes people lose sight of how good Trae Young is because his team is the absolute worst. And after a really rough first half of his rookie year shooting the basketball, he has been just tremendous. And when you see the jump he made from year one to year two, especially from the arc, and then he averages almost 30 points a game and almost 10 assists a game. So he's my number five.
Yeah, incredible. The one thing that gets me, though, is when we talk about basketball, it's easy to like just hone in on offense because those are the numbers that are, you know, we tell the story with largely. the lack of defense is problematic.
Oh, he's a horrible defensive player.
It hurts my soul. Like, he's such an enjoyable player, but the fact that he is like a turnstile on defense really makes it tough.
That's fair, and that's what's always, I think, going to keep him maybe from going higher. But, yeah, no, that's fair.
All right, so I'm going to give you my fourth guy, and I'm going to start this off by I would rather have him than Bradley Beal for the Dallas Mavericks. Because of youth, because of I think he is like Klay Thompson, he's just in a horrible situation. I love Devin Booker.
Devin Booker's on my honorable mention, if it helps.
Yeah, so this was really tough for me. Once I got past 2 and 3, and I know we had ours a little bit different, I have Luka, Zion, Tatum. I actually have Devin Booker as my fourth best guy at under 25. He's just in a horrible situation, and maybe it gets better because DeAndre Ayton, to me, is on my honorable mention. By the way, I have him number 9 out of my top 10 under 25 for DeAndre Ayton, and he's averaging 19 and 12 this year. It's not like at 21 years old he's struggling in the NBA. It's just, for some reason, the Phoenix Suns, ever since Steve Nash left, have just not been able to figure out how to put together a basketball team.
And on top of that, like his stats, he fills up the stat sheet, but it's not empty. Like, go look at his stats, and I think they were like 6 points per 100 possessions when he was on the floor. And so, like, everything he's doing is productive with the team. So he's not just a, hey, give me the ball, let me do my thing guy.
Yeah, and Devin Booker, to me, is a somewhat complete basketball player, except it doesn't – he's just, for some reason, and this is where it's tough for me with Devin Booker, what I don't get, and it's somewhat with Trae Young right now, too, and I have, by the way, Trae Young 6th. I have him just outside of my top 5, is Devin Booker's game, which I love, doesn't get wins. Now – they change coaches every year. They change philosophies all the time. And I do think it's tough. At one point, they tried to make Devin Booker a point guard, which he's not a point guard. But, you know, he to me, if he was in the right situation, in the right organization, he's the next Klay Thompson. And I think Klay Thompson is an unbelievable two-way player. And I think Devin Booker is on his way there. And he's 22, 23 years old. And, guys, I have another Dookie in my top 5. So I have 3 Dookies for you. I have Brandon Ingram, who made the All-Star team this year, who, you know, I think this is a dangerous team in the future because if Zion's number 2 or 3 and Brandon Ingram's a borderline top 5 guy under 25.
He's 22 years old.
Yes.
Are you serious? Yeah.
They have a very special combination if they can stay healthy going forward. So my top 5 is Luka, Zion, Tatum, Devin Booker, and Brandon Ingram. And then just outside of my top 5 is Trae Young, Ja Morant, Donovan Mitchell, DeAndre Ayton, and Bam Adebayo are my, like, second team top 5.
Wow, the under level 25. Of disrespect for Karl Anthony Towns right
really?
Up in this
I didn't
piece.
Even know he was under 25. I thought he was
my fifth player.
Okay, and see, okay. I actually left Brandon Ingram off because I was like, am I being blinded by Duke centricity here? And so I left him off, but I've got him in my backups. All right, okay. Corey. Who do you got in your top 5? Because I have Karl Anthony Towns in my next 5, too.
Yeah, he's my number 5
he's
player.
He's awesome.
My number 3 player is Ja Morant. My number 4 player is going to be Devin Booker. My number 2 player is Jason Tatum, and my number 1 is Luka. I left Zion off this. He's at 6 right now because I want to see a full season from him.
I got you.
So that's where I have it.
Go 1 through 5 real quick because I mean, you did it opposite.
I went out of order. Okay. I went out of order a lot there. So one, I can Luka. Understand. Number 1 is Luka. Okay. Number 2 is Tatum.
Okay.
Number 3 is Ja. Number 4 is Booker. And number 5 is Karl Anthony Towns.
No KP love for y'all?
I know.
24
still?
Years old.
He's in my top 15. I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah, I just, like, I'm looking at the list of who y'all said and who I got is, like, Luka, Tatum, Zion, Ja Morant, Trae Young. There's no way I would take Kristaps ahead of any of those people.
And what about Ben Simmons?
I thought about Ben Simmons.
There's so many good players.
It's incredible.
Ben Simmons, that's somebody that I definitely should have had in the top 10. But then I'm like, now you're thinking. Like, even if I put him in the top 10, all right, who are you bumping off? Is it Mitchell?
I'm taking Bam Adebayo out, and I'm taking DeAndre Ayton out. Karl Anthony Towns, I got to put him in the top 10, and I have to put Simmons. Simmons did take, I mean, it's not just him. Obviously, he has Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid's 25?
I think that is correct.
Because if he's under 25, then
no, Embiid's 26. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's an old man. He's dead.
But, I mean, Simmons and Joel Embiid have taken a team that was really bad, obviously tanking for 3 to 4 years, and put them in a good situation. They probably don't match each other well. They probably need to trade one of those guys and get a great trade.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen the scrimmage games? It looks like Ben Simmons is getting willing to shoot.
We'll see come playoff time. But I hear you. I did see him make a three-pointer in the corner, and, like, NBA TV went on, you know, like, they like went crazy. Like, he just hit a shot from 75 feet, which is kind of – that is a 75-foot shot for him. But I do think that, Reggie. I do think – I don't know if it's this offseason, because what a weird offseason we're going to have. But I do think they need to make a decision on Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. We are going to build around – one of them, and we're going to trade one that we're going to get a great trade that's going to make sense for both sides, because we are trading a great young player to try to make the pieces fit better.
And to continue to throw wrenches in your list, as I refuse to give one myself, one thing about it where I feel like you might be getting blind with Duke Love, Kevin, you have Jason Tatum up there. No mention of Jaylen Brown. And those guys strike me as a lot closer in ability and, like, fun to watch.
And I like Jaylen Brown better defensively. I just don't know if there is the future offensive pickup there. Like, Jaylen Brown is a really good player. And we, you know, 2 years ago, you remember, Corey, we tried to trade for Jaylen Brown, like, every single day when it seemed like, especially when Hayward was there, he was being the man left out. We were like, yeah, let's trade for Jaylen Brown. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, you can give up nothing for him. I was like, you're insane. He's a really, really good player. Interestingly enough, I've seen a couple of pushbacks.
I think he didn't get along with Kyrie Irving the most. I think out of all the players for the Celtics that really struggled with Kyrie on the team,
it was Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of pushbacks on Tatum from the 972. Jason Tatum is massively overrated. He's good, but I don't think he's that good. And then from the 512,
he carried a team to the conference finals.
Yeah, and they said from the 512, Tatum will fall off. You just watch. So his shooting percentages have stayed, like, consistently impressive. He stayed above 45% field goal percentage and has been hovering around for his career 40% from three, which is impressive because he's just taken a massive uptick in the amount of three-pointers he takes this year. Like, this year, he takes 7 three-pointers a game and is hitting at 40%. His offense continues to go up, his rebounding continues to go up, and his team got better when they got rid of, like, theoretically their best players. So that's my logic behind Tatum being that high. But it's fantastic because there are so many fun young players. Somebody asked about Siakam. He's
26.
I got a question about a player, and I don't know how much he benefited from having Chris Paul on his team this year.
Great.
But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is freaking awesome.
He was doing this in Los Angeles before he was traded to Oklahoma City, just not quite at this level. He's solid.
And he's a guy that, like, so the speculation was he would go, you know, end of the lottery. He ended up going 11th. I remember we talked about him a lot in the podcast that I did with Nick Nepik.
Dunk in the trunk?
Yeah, I wish it was Dunk in the Trunk. Backboard Basics. And I was like, man, I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has a ton of potential, especially since the Mavericks were kind of like looking for a two at that point. And that could be another guy that, like, we're obviously enamored with the top five of that draft, but that could be another guy that when you go 5, 6, 7 years down the road, you can be like, oh, what a hell of a pick that was right there.
We've been giving a lot of credit to Chris Paul for what Oklahoma City's done, and that team somehow, and Billy Donovan's done a pretty tremendous job too, you know, keeping it all in line, but that young player right there is going to be a force to deal with.
And they have like 73 first-round picks in the next 6 years after trading Russell Westbrook and Paul George. So they do have a lot of assets. It's going to be interesting to see for Oklahoma City in the future. This is the thing that kind of stinks for the Mavericks, but look, it was Dirk's career for 20 years. Is the West is loaded when we look at this list.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever your list is, it's loaded in the West, and you have Jason Tatum, and you have Trae Young, and you have Ben Simmons, maybe Bam Adebayo when you're making your top five, like those are candidates. And then you have about 12 candidates in the Western Conference, and then you look at what we just talked about with New Orleans, with Zion and Brandon Ingram, and then Oklahoma City, who Corey just brought up. They might not have the best players right now, but Shea is a great young player, and then they have so many draft picks that it looks like where the Boston Celtics were in 2016 is kind of what Oklahoma City has put themselves in a position to do for the next 3 to 5 years.
Is this a golden era of basketball?
Oh, man, it's
as far
incredible.
As young players.
Even older players. We've got, like, a pretty solid grip of, like, really great dudes. But don't forget, number one on this list, Luka Doncic, his Mavs, taking on the Rockets Friday at 8. We're so close.
Mm. Tonight they have a game on TV tonight, right?
A scrimmage, I believe so, yeah.
On the 903.
Hopefully
5 years
everybody
from
took
now,
their tests.
Y'all will regret having Zion this high on the list. Tatum and Morant are better. I mean, I have Tatum ahead of Zion and Morant right behind him, so I feel okay about it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.